stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Anxiety is horrible, isn't it? And I'm not even talking about the medical condition, just the general anxiety that we all feel sometimes. If you've stayed awake at night worrying about your kids, or felt sick before you've had to do some public speaking, or just the old dry mouth and sweaty palms when you've gone in for a job interview, you know what I'm talking about. Life can have its terrifying moments. Some things are beyond our control and our understanding, and that's not an easy fact to accept. So we get anxious. It's true that life isn't always going to go the way we want it. It's true that people will not always behave in the way we want them to. And it's true that sometimes we have to do things that make us uncomfortable. But that's not the end of the story. The Bible reminds us that this earth isn't our ultimate home. Life is not just the short years we're in these bodies. It's eternal. And God offers us a hope that's bigger than any of the challenges and disappointments we face. In the book of Philippians, Paul writes about sticking to that goal and not losing hope in it. He then goes on to write, "Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the centre of your life." God has given us a hope beyond the uncertainties we face day to day, and He's even given us a place to take our fears and worries and exchange them for His peace. It's in prayer. Whoever you are, wherever you are, you're welcome to come to God and pray. You're not alone with your worries. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.